96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Free your mind. Yes, get ready to free your mind on this Thanksgiving Eve. We are opening up the phone lines to hear from you. We want to hear why you are truly thankful this season. Just get it off of your chest. You know, usually when we do a free your mind, we let folks just let go about the things that grind their gears. But today, we want to talk about the things that you are grateful for, happy about. So helping us out are a comedian and a clergyman. Comedian Nikki Moore is in studio to provide us with a little bit of comic relief. And the Reverend Dr. George Holmes joins me from President Barack Obama's National Clergy Leadership Group. I want to hear from you. Got plenty of time to talk tonight. Give us a call. The lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, Nikki, good to see you. Reverend Holmes, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, Harold.
Hey.
Hey, Harold, how you doing?
I'm just fine. I'm really, really ready for Thanksgiving. Ready to just have a day to rest. But let me start off with some real talk, as I said in the promo a little bit earlier. This has been a rough week for black folks, and indeed for America, for those that are concerned about, you know, what is happening with the police and the community. We have issues in Minnesota. Obviously, we've had that video released in Chicago. With all of this noise, this negative noise, how can you be positive and thankful and grateful? Nikki, help me out with that, ladies first.
You know what, Harold? You just got to press on. You got to be grateful no matter what. I'm grateful for the ability to be disgusted by those behaviors.
Mm.
I'm grateful for the fact that I still have a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those things still bother me. Because with the world being the way that it is today, we have become so desensitized. Our kids are desensitized with the violent video games and all of the crazy, you know, sexual videos. And I mean, I'm just grateful to have had the ability to know the difference.
How about that, Reverend Holmes?
Harold,
mm-hmm.
God is still in control.
Okay.
When it gets through all these things, he's still God. He still sits high. He still looks low. And we just have to keep pressing, as Nikki said, towards our faith and not our fear.
Mm-hmm.
That we will, as a people, get through what it is that is before ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
In these various cities.
You know, it's interesting when we talk about the things that are not just happening in these cities, but the things that are happening around the world. You know, when there were the horrific terrorist attacks in Paris, I was looking on Facebook, and one of the WHUR listeners was in Paris at that time, and she checked off saying that she was safe in Paris. Mm-hmm. And I think didn't know that, you know, she was there, but she happened to pop up on Facebook. And I got to tell you, that really gave me pause and gave me something to be grateful for right at that moment, because you don't know, you know, what's going to happen or how something that's happening on the other side of the world is going to affect you. And so certainly, and that gives me something to be thankful for. Let me go and talk to our listeners at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Why are you thankful? And how are you showing it during this Thanksgiving season? Ivy, calling from Northwest. Ivy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Harold. Hi,
hey.
Nikki. Hi, George. I just wanted to say I am so grateful for God's traveling mercies and His grace. And And this season, I am trying to do whatever I can to uplift others, you know, those who may be struggling with inner conflict and, you know, not expressing it outwardly and just, you know, just grateful for peace of mind. You know, I follow Nikki all the time, and I'm just so grateful for her positive energy and her spirit. And just being around people like that on a regular or just following them always inspires me. Mm. So that's what I'm grateful for.
Mm. Hallelujah.
I'm
grateful for Abby.
You got a fan.
I got a fan.
You got to write a check.
Abby, you the only one, girl. Can you enlist others?
Ivy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ivy.
And
happy Thanksgiving. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Vondell calling from Maryland. Hey, Vondell, what's on your mind?
Hey, Harold, and hello to your distinguished guest as well.
Hey, thank you so much.
I just want to say thank you. I'm so thankful this holiday season that, one, I have a great church family that keeps me in check. You know, even in spite of myself, sometimes when I feel like I want to wild out.
Mm.
Two, I'm thankful that I have a loving family that we get to see each other. Maybe not all the time, but especially during the holiday season. And we don't wait just for the season to come around because, you know, there are a lot of families, they only see themselves on major holidays. We get to see each other regularly. We're all pretty much in this area. So I'm thankful for that because while it seems like a small thing, it's huge because I know there are a lot of people, I have friends that all have family in the area, but they never see each other.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm thankful for is that I'm so glad I have a job to go to.
Amen.
Because there are a lot of people still currently unemployed. So, you know, I don't require much, but I'm just thankful. And every day that I wake up, I'm happy.
Okay. Vondell, thank you so much. You know, Vondell mentioned something that just really struck me. Because yesterday on this program, we were talking about dealing with conflicts during the holiday season with family. And, you know, we had some serious stuff and we had some fun stuff. We had a lady, and she's probably listening now, Yvonne. Yvonne was saying she lives in a $2.1 million house. She drives two BMWs. I said, yeah, at the same time. And, you know, but she has sisters that she just doesn't like. She can't get along with. You know, Nikki, what's your Thanksgiving going to be like? Is everybody going to get along at the table tomorrow?
Listen, more than likely, people will have on their family Thanksgiving behavior in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm really grateful for? I'm grateful for those families where they just cut loose.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm so thankful that before the Ciroc,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the eggnog, that there's civility, and then you can watch the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for entertaining families because it's absolutely hilarious to watch the transformation.
Okay, Reverend Holmes, you know, as a pastor, I know everybody's going to sit down at the table. They're going to be looking to you to be dignified
mm-hmm.
and faith-filled. But mm-hmm. honestly, you got to cut loose with family sometimes, don't you?
Not really.
No, not really.
Not really.
Lay down a word.
What it is that you're always representing the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing, especially with your family.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, you're the pastor even in your family.
Mm-hmm.
You're that religious figure. You're the one that gives grace. You're the one that, you know, go to the hospital. You're the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a calling, even in your family. So I know that many of our ministers and pastors like to be able to have these days off, but unfortunately, that's just not the case in many cases.
But can you pastor your family and your flock with some humor?
Because, absolutely.
Because I certainly know that. Like you said, you are the one. You were the first one that they looked forward to. And certainly you're the first one to get the best piece of chicken.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those are some of the privileges mm-hmm. of being the pastor. So, you know, I would think that you do need to bring a little lightheartedness,
understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beyond all that, get ye understanding. You have to understand the various family members and dynamics. That's what God has placed you to do
mm-hmm.
Within your family structure.
So it's like, here I think it's like almost like it's chess, not checkers.
Ah, you know, okay.
It's not an emotional thing. It's a thing that you have to understand that it's bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you deal with your family, it's not about you. It's bigger than you.
Well, let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Beverly, calling from Northeast. What's on your mind?
Good evening.
Hey, how are you, Beverly? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, same to you. I'm thankful to be able to sit here and listen to WHUR.
Oh, thank you. Me too.
And to listen to you every day. And I also am thankful that I have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I have loving people around me. And I'm just thankful that the American armed forces out there fighting for our rights.
Ah, how about that? Yeah. And certainly we want them to be safe while they are serving the country as well.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want you all to have a beautiful holiday. And thank God that you're on the radio and keep spreading the good news to the people.
Well, Beverly, thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Let me go to Lee, calling from Greenbelt. Lee, what's on your mind?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. What I hear on the radio is not the same what I hear on the phone here. A lady said...
you may want to turn your radio down. There's a bit of a delay.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm from Asia. I just wanted to express my thankfulness for the civil rights in this country that opened the doors, for the blacks, but the Asians are as well benefit.
Hmm. How about that?
I'm sorry?
I said, how about that? Go right ahead.
Well, you ought to know because, you know, there's actually an article in the Asian Fortune newspaper expressing this very view, and I totally agree. Believe me, Asians have just as much trouble family-wise as I do. I'm thankful for a healthy body and hopefully mind.
Well, Lee, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful time with your family and celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Reverend Holmes, talk to me a little bit about that. I think that was a really, really interesting call. A lot of folks, when they think about civil rights, they just think about black folks. They don't always identify civil rights with minorities, but I think Lee kind of drove that home, and we also know that the civil rights movement, where did it start? It started in the black church, certainly your bailiwick.
Well, let me just say this. Bishop once said there are two ways for a leader
mm-hmm.
to go through life. Number one, a thermometer, and number two is a thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
A thermometer tells the temperature, measures the climate, but a thermostat sets the tone, creates the climate. And that's who many of ourselves are. We are the thermostats, and by mere presence as minorities and in the majority, we're here setting the tone, creating a climate in our nation's capital and beyond. So I think that the civil rights movement was a collection of many of ourselves, black, white, brown, Asian American, mm-hmm. a lot of persons. It wasn't just the black Americans who basically who were primarily out there fighting for our freedom. So it was from Mississippi, a gumbo of ourselves to be able to have ourselves, to be able to have these opportunities that we enjoy today, and especially in our black President Barack Obama.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I'm going to take a break, but we are going to continue this conversation. So Victoria, Samuel, LaJuan, I believe that's Opie. Please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. I want to talk about why you're thankful. How are you showing it? Who's cooking tomorrow? I want to hear about that, too. What are you cooking? I know there's going to be something going on at Nikki's house. We're going to talk to her about that, too. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown tonight with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio.